Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the Iran war has cost Georgians an extra $1 billion for gas since it began. The Department of War scrutinizes Emory University. And the city of Savannah has placed a moratorium on the construction of certain data centers.
We need to set the rules for Savannah before the market sets it for us.
Today is Friday, August 28th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The Department of War has issued formal notifications to Emory University and several other academic institutions, directing them to review their collaborations with so-called foreign entities of concern. Emory confirmed to GPB it has received the government's request and is reviewing it, but had no further comment. In a statement, the Department of War said, quote, "This action is designed to protect American taxpayer-funded research investments from unauthorized technology transfer, intellectual property theft, and adversarial exploitation." It is unclear what exactly landed Emory on the Department of War's list. 29 other institutions received similar requests. The government's deadline for the review is August 31st. Savannah is now among the growing list of Georgia cities imposing moratoriums for large load data centers. GPB's Jillian Magtoto has more.
Savannah City Council unanimously issued a temporary moratorium blocking large load data centers over 10 megawatts. Mayor Van Johnson says Savannah is not immune to the rapid spread of data centers across the state. This pause would allow staff to evaluate what these facilities would require from the city's water resources, energy grid, and more.
We need to set the rules for Savannah before the market sets it for us. And it is moving so fast that we thought it was wise to bring for you a moratorium, a date certain for, I believe, 155 days.
Savannah has already been approached by a larger data center, according to the city's press office. The city has accepted a permit for a smaller scale data center, and another remains pending. For GPB News, I'm Jillian Magtoto in Savannah.
A new analysis by Brown University has found that the Iran war has added $1.4 billion to the amount Georgians spend on gas since the war began in February. The Watson School of Public Affairs calculates the average Georgia household has spent nearly $345 to cover the war-induced gas price hikes. The study compares actual prices to a no-war counterfactual estimate of what prices would have been had the conflict not occurred. Nationally, between gasoline and diesel, Americans paid nearly $93 billion more because of the war. Democratic candidate for Governor Keisha Lance Bottoms unveiled her ethics platform at a campaign event in Atlanta yesterday. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Bottoms' policy centered around limiting governor's business interests with the state.
We will also very plainly and simply stop governors from making money off of this state.
Specific policies include requiring candidates for governor to divest from companies doing business with the state, requiring agencies to explain no-bid contracts, and increasing financial transparency. Ethics has emerged as a major campaign issue this cycle, and Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Jackson has promoted hit ads against Bottoms alleging financial mismanagement during her time as mayor. Bottoms has denied these allegations. Bottoms has criticized Jackson for his medical staffing contracts with the state. Jackson says he will terminate those contracts if elected. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
State agriculture officials have confirmed the presence of the invasive pasture mealybug. The insect affects annual and perennial warm season grasses and poses a threat to Georgia agriculture because it can spread quickly and cause significant damage. Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper says if you think you found one, contact your local county extension agent immediately. Salary is often a top concern when entering the workforce, but a recent survey shows high school students today are more concerned about opportunities. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
The National Society of High School Scholars survey of more than 11,000 students found that health benefits, time off, and flexible work schedules are most important to young job seekers. James Lewis is president and co-founder of the organization that conducted the study. He says students are confident and almost 80% expect to have a job within 6 months of graduation, but they want a workplace with
a fair work environment, you know, that gives everyone an equal chance of being selected for a position, you know, getting the appropriate training, getting the right mentors.
Lewis says more than half, 56% of the survey respondents, expect to leave their first job in 2 years or less. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The Athens Film Festival has returned for the third year. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
The festival started in 2024, and this year, four venues will screen collections of more than 110 short, feature, and documentary films. A handful of films are premiering at the festival, including Adam Minarovich's Once Upon a Time in Macon. Here's star Keith Brooks.
There's still storytellers here, and there's still home-crafted art that's being born all the time, if we just choose to acknowledge it.
Thursday night also saw screenings of narrative shorts from around the world, including Ukrainian narrative film The Last Screening, set hours before Russia's invasion of the country. The festival ends on Sunday. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee in Athens.
In sports, in baseball, Braves ace Chris Sale pitched a complete game shutout of the Los Angeles Dodgers last night to complete the series sweep for Atlanta and send the world champion Dodgers home wondering what just hit them. Atlanta Braves manager Walt Weiss says Sale was, quote, on a mission against the Dodgers after learning before the game about the death of a friend. The 37-year-old lefty was dominant, allowing just five hits with no walks, throwing 80 of his 109 pitches for strikes. It was Sale's fourth career shutout and first since 2019. Sale threw a 100.1-mile-an-hour fastball to Shohei Ohtani in the third, reaching triple digits on a pitch for the first time since 2018 when he was with the Boston Red Sox. The Braves now host a three-game series against the Colorado Rockies starting tonight. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast because we are available to you every weekday afternoon. When you subscribe, we'll pop up in your feed automatically. When you got feedback, we'd love to hear it from you. Send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening and have a great weekend.